Questions 9 to 12. Listen to a talk given at a zoo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the City Zoological Garden's newest exhibit, World of Darkness. Not too many years ago, zoo visitors were unable to observe the behavior of nocturnal animals because these creatures are active during the night and generally sleep during the day when the zoo is open to visitors. But in the 1960s, zookeepers at the Bronx Zoo in New York City found a solution to this problem and developed the system that we now utilize in our exhibit. The animals' habitats are lit with white light at night. The animals think the white light is daylight, so of course they go to sleep. During the day, their habitats are lit with red light. The animals can barely detect this light. But the red light enables visitors to observe these animals going about their normal nocturnal activities. So, enjoy your visit to the World of Darkness, and enjoy observing these fascinating creatures of the night. And remember, next month is the grand opening of World Down Under, a new exhibit of Australian marsupials. Please join us for that event.
Number 9. Who is the probable audience for this talk? Number 10. Which of the following does the speaker imply about nocturnal animals exhibited before the 1960s? Number 11. According to the speaker, why are red lights used to light nocturnal animals' habitats? Number 12. What will the audience for this talk probably do next?
This is the end of the listening program for Part C.